The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing new tailpipe emission standards that would speed up the transition from gasoline-powered cars and trucks to zero-emission electric vehicles. EPA Administrator Michael Regan unveiled the proposed standards Wednesday.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that EPA is proposing the strongest ever federal pollution technology standards for both cars and trucks.
The announcement involves two proposed rules, one for light and medium-sized vehicles like cars and pickup trucks, and another for heavy vehicles like garbage trucks, buses, and tractors. The two rules would ratchet up standards for tailpipe emissions for new vehicles starting with model year 2027. By 2032, up to two-thirds of new passenger vehicles sold in the U.S. would be electric, according to EPA projections. Regan tallied up the benefits from the new standards, such as improved air quality and reduced fuel costs.
So folks, that's close to $2 trillion in net benefits and over 10 billion tons of CO2 emissions avoided. This is historic news.
He says there'll also be benefits from an energy security perspective.
This will reduce our dependency on foreign oil imports about 20 billion barrels of oil. So what we're doing is we're strengthening our energy security, we're reducing our reliance on foreign oil, we're reducing our reliance on fossil fuels and harmful pollution, but we're also encouraging significant opportunities for job growth and manufacturing back here domestically while we win the 21st century with this technology competition.
Regan was joined at the announcement by EPA officials as well as a variety of advocates.
Hi, I'm Lena. I'm a fourth grader from Virginia Beach, Virginia. As my stepmom said, tailpipe pollution is dangerous for kids' health and terrible for our environment. That's why I'm really happy that the EPA is helping to put cleaner cars and trucks on our roads. This is something kids approve.
Lena's stepmom is Liz Hurtado, a mother of four and national field manager for Moms Clean Air Force, a group that fights for clean air and climate action. She says the new proposal would benefit Black, Latino, Asian, and low-income communities that bear the greatest burdens from air pollution and the climate crisis.
We're closer than ever to reducing the health risks that come with living near transportation hubs. Today, we set a new standard for health equity as we advance solutions to the climate crisis. Our work is far from done, but we are making meaningful progress.
The proposed new rules have not met with universal approval. Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming published a tweet blasting the Biden administration, saying in part, "First POTUS came for our gas stoves. Now he wants to ban the cars we drive. His misguided policies are hurting American families while helping China." From a different perspective, Dan Becker of the Center for Biological Diversity says the proposed rule should be stronger, given the urgency of the climate crisis. He said in a statement, automakers talk out of both sides of their tailpipes, promising electric vehicles, while delivering mostly the same old gas guzzlers and lobbying for weak, loophole-ridden rules. But many other environmental advocates welcome the proposal, as does Governor Gavin Newsom. In a written statement, Newsom said the new standards join California's push to require increased sales of zero-emission vehicles. And Liz Hurtado of Moms Clean Air Force thanks EPA Administrator Regan for the proposed rules.
We salute your steadfast leadership. We urge you to keep your foot firmly on the accelerator when it comes to strengthening pollution standards. And please remember this, we parents will always have your back.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.